The letter number in the volume 5 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. So we're up to letter number 1452. And this is dated Baruch Hashem Vav Adar Tovshin Yud Beis. The 6th of Adar Tovshin Yud Beis. And this is written to Yaakov Yisroel Zuber with the titles over here. Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from Erev Shabbos Kodesh Truma, that you requested that I answer as quickly as possible. You describe the situation of the slaughtering, the way it took place before in Stockholm, in Sweden, that the government permitted there the only way to shecht by first giving an electric shock to the animal beforehand. And you had prohibited it. But then later on, they showed him that there were an allowance from the Rabbonim of Eretz Yisrael. And also they wrote to him that there were cases in which they inspected the animals that were shechted after they were shocked. And they inspected all the inner limbs and they found nothing wrong. And also they say that if you don't check the animal after it was shocked, so then it gets up after a while and it eats, etc. It's normal. So that the shock doesn't really affect it. So, to respond on all this, so this that you write, that a veterinarian professor checked after the shock and the shechita and found no recognizable defect in the inner organs, that I am very surprised, because it is known even to the very beginners in this subject that an electric shock which kills is not necessarily make a recognizable defect in the inner organs, because the death is called by the nerves being shattered. And even if there was a change in the inner limbs, that would be one of two. Either they were there from before the shock, or maybe they didn't know about them, or maybe there was some deficiency in that limb without it. And it was just like a side reason that a shock sort of impacted that weakness, so it brought about the changes. But notwithstanding all that, that's not what a shock does. When you shock the animal, it doesn't do that. A proof, an obvious and a proof for this is also the general idea of this shock, which is affects the nerves so that it removes even the sensation of feeling. And when you increase the quantity, or other words, when you the strength of the shock, so then not only do you take the sense, but also the power of the movement, etc. So that means that the animal dies. So we cannot, it's understood, we cannot check the nerves, the effect, if you're going to check after it died. Number two, base. It's self-understood that even if the shock is made by a very low current, so who's going to testify about how strong the shock was and weaknesses? That's in most cases given over to a non-Jew, because he's the one that makes the shock. And even if it's given over to a Jew, so by him, by the Jew, it's also not very clear. As it's known to all medical doctors that heal humans, that not every person is the same as far as the effects of an electric shock. even by the same person. Not all times are the same. Whether it's because of the nerves, and whether it's the kind of garments, or where he's standing, or similar. But by people, when you do the treatment with the electric, they go very carefully. And this is made through the such tools that you can see and tell how much electricity is going through. But all these matters, we cannot establish them when you shock in the slaughterhouse, and certainly also there is no different strength of a shock, whether it's a large animal or a small animal, a thick animal, whether it's a moist skin or a dry, but that would all make a difference as far as the shock. There's one shock for everybody. So the shock might actually, a little shock may not make a big difference, but we don't know the shock. Number three, I looked over the copy of the Heksher, of the all the titles, Shloime David Kana, and I'm not sure if they sort of explain to him what is the idea of the shock as it is, but still, notwithstanding that, I was surprised, and I'm very, very wondering why he doesn't mention that the permission would be as far as the pirchas that takes lecha shchita, the convulsion which is after shchita. In other words, according to him, I guess something should be. But the result of all the above is that since you have already written that it is prohibited, so in my view, you should repeat your words about it, especially through all that's written above, with blessing and honor. So that the Rebbe says that he should repeat that it's no good because we don't really know the effects, and you can't rely on the heter. And it's a rule of the Rebbe.